You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy hump day.
Yeah!
Let's go.
Oh, my God. How good was that cool change? Oh. Like, overnight. It was just lovely.
It was nice for sleeping, wasn't it, I suppose? Was it nice for those who had to go out and have footy training last night?
Oh, was it on?
Wrench. Oh,
yeah. Got you, wrench.
That should have been cancelled.
You come home, you're like, oh, this sucks. You
just especially, you would have been soaked to the bone.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you got to... Quick shower, straight to bed. Oh, punished. But anyway, I digress. You guys can carry me through today's show.
Yeah, no problems. Like when you are number one draft pick for the Cardiff Hawks,
you got to stick it out.
You got to always be there at training every session, isn't it? Are you leading the sessions?
No, I'm not leading the sessions. I was late yesterday because I told myself not going. Not going. And then Siobhan was like, well, if you're not going, we should put in some entries for our budget. I was like, I'm going to footy training.
I'm suddenly motivated.
The lesser of two evils. So I got in the car and got myself to training.
She just wanted the night off, I reckon.
Yeah, probably.
Totally did.
Enough of his whinging and whining. Let's do budget. That'll come out fairly regularly when you've got a possible another activity on.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll look out for it. Yeah.
Just one top tip. How was your day/evening yesterday, Ari?
It was really good. Not a lot of people at the gym yesterday afternoon, so I got a lot of running in, but then it like poured down rain, so I'm like, this is bliss. So I just stood out in the rain for ages. I just stood out in the rain, yeah. Really? I was like, nah, too hot. I felt overheated. So I stood out in the rain. Fresh water.
Do you have like a standing in the rain outfit or something? Like a raincoat or?
No, just old clothes.
Yeah, there
just
you
some
go.
Shorts and a shirt.
I normally get that feeling from the shower, I reckon.
That's what I was thinking.
Well, it was just a blessing to have some rain and some cool air. So
I think a lot of people have been feeling that. It's nice.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local
ads.
And on the air now.
All right, so Monday night, watched Oppenheimer for the first time.
That's a bit of a heavy movie.
It was heavy.
Did you do it in one sitting?
It was one sitting. It was long.
Impressive.
We kept checking our watches. No, it's a very good movie, though. First time I've seen it. I was quite impressed by it. So last night, let's watch another movie. That was such a good experience after dinner. So we watched a movie called Mafia Mama.
Oh, yeah, I've seen this advertised.
And I feel like it's probably not of the same level.
It was not of the same quality. I reckon about four times, so glad I didn't pay to see this at the cinema, because this was not good.
Are you guys, on a different note, are you guys movie persisters? Like, even if it's bad, you got to get through to the end of it?
Oh.
Mostly for me. Oh. Mostly I will.
To be honest, it depends, but I actually sat through the entire new Aquaman movie, and I really shouldn't have.
There you go. Yeah. Siobhan and I, we pull the plug so early. If you don't have it in the first 20 minutes.
Really?
I'm sorry. We live in the age of TikTok. You've only got a certain amount of time to get my attention. And if you haven't got it by then, you're done. I'm sorry. I'm not wasting my time.
I reckon in the whole movie, there was maybe it's supposed to be a comedy.
Oh, yeah.
There were about two funny lines where you actually had a laugh.
Right.
Or moments. It was terrible. You know, it was weird, though. Went on Rotten Tomatoes just before watching to have a little look. And the critic score was really low, but the audience score was quite high.
Whoa.
So I was like, you know what? Critics are not always right. In this case, they are right.
They usually are always wrong.
So here's my advice. Mafia Mama. Avoid 0 out of 5 stars from Revo.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
All right.
Good morning, Jared. Okay, so police are now asking locals to keep an eye out for a woman who's missing from the Hunter.
Yeah, 62-year-old Vicky Davey was last seen leaving a business on Memorial Avenue in Stroud at about 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon. She's described as Caucasian, about 150 centimetres tall, thin with short blonde hair, was last seen wearing a light blue and white dress, grey cardigan and thongs. I've popped an image of Vicky on the New FM Facebook page. Anyone with information is urged to contact Crime Stoppers. Police say she's also known to frequent the New Lambton area and are also investigating the possibility she may have been hitchhiking. So the photo's there on the New FM Facebook page, and anyone with information is urged to come forward.
And that's it. Any information, doesn't matter how, you know, insignificant you think it is, might help.
Absolutely.
Of course, yep. Yeah, get all those details in. Changing pace a little bit, Jared. Less than a week till Pink hits the Hunter. And some new businesses have unveiled a custom piece for her.
Yes, Rundle Tailoring is displaying the pink custom-made tailored jacket at their Newcastle West store. And they're hoping to present it to the pop star in the flesh when she arrives on Tuesday. So the jacket took about 2 months to make. Features metallic lapels, silver buttons, as well as a timestamp of the concert tour date and Pink's name.
Cute.
Yeah.
2 months. They were working, like, how many people were working on it?
Yeah, lots of people, lots of different businesses putting together design, and then the seamstresses from Rundle. It's been a big collaborative
working
effort.
Day and night.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's the latest installation for visiting international artists. You might remember Paul McCartney was honoured with that mural on Stewart Avenue back in October, which he visited and added his own smiley face to. Elton John was also, of course, presented with a custom rainbow sequined tribute jacket in January last year as well. Oof. So hopefully, fingers crossed, Pink will come forward and get her jacket.
Well, I was going to say, if anyone's a chance, I do remember that Elton John jacket.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, they might, you know what? They've probably got, you know, the connections and stuff. Mate, if anyone's a chance, like you said though, Ari, it must be basically like made of rubber and stuff to accommodate for acrobatics.
Yeah, you can't
and
slinging around.
She's like her or something, doesn't she?
Yeah, I mean, you can't really wear a jacket when you're up in the air on wire lines and stuff like that, so, yeah.
Is it compatible with sliding along silks? That is the main question. You know what, 2 months, surely they've thought of that.
Yeah, I reckon
they would have worked it out.
New FM.
I think there's probably some universal truth in that for most people, family time is normally that filled with, you know, like laughter and fun, because your immediate family, you're not more comfortable around anyone else, are you? Like, they've seen everything. They've seen the good, the bad and the ugly.
They know everything.
Yeah,
you kind of can release your inhibitions and just kind of be your true self around your family.
Mm-hmm.
But when you live slash spend so much time with the fam, sometimes you do run out of things to say.
No, oh, I know.
Now, you've moved back with the folks, so you probably attest to this, Ari.
Yep.
But one dad has gone viral after assuring his family will never have an awkward silence again.
Brilliant.
Right?
So he's cracked the code.
He has. He's done this by meticulously planning a conversation agenda for the family's Friday night weekly dinner outing.
Oh, my God.
What is it? What do you mean? Like, it's all written out?
It's all written out. It's printed. Everyone gets a little handout.
A worksheet in the classroom.
Take one and pass it on.
Exactly. So I've got an example, right? So these have all been going kind of like viral on Twitter. So I've got this one dated 2nd of the 2nd, 2024. So the most recent agenda from last Friday. Friday's meeting.
Meeting.
Is this like a family dinner? Okay.
Yeah, they go out to the pub together every Friday night. And basically, dad's, it looks like basically it's mum, dad, and there's like three daughters. And he's sick of sitting there and not being involved in conversations.
Because it's all girl chat, maybe.
He's like, oh, I'm finding it hard to relate. He's like, I've had enough. You know what? I'm writing agendas every week of stuff I want to talk about.
Right.
So here we go. We've got his most recent one, right?
I love this.
He wants to talk about the NFL Super Bowl. First thing he wants to talk about.
Oh, that's so relatable for women, isn't it?
Well, Super Bowl. Well, it's his,
hang on.
His turn, I guess. It's his turn to talk. He wants to talk about the Super Bowl point spread. And he also wants to talk about, you can't go without saying Taylor Swift at the Super Bowl. She's going to be everywhere. That's what he wants to talk about. He then wants to talk about men's dress shoe styles. I'm not sure what his thoughts are on them, but obviously.
Maybe they've changed over time or something.
I don't know. He's got obviously a polarized polarizing opinions. Next, we go into, and this is my favorite topic of the night, ice fishing popularity, question mark. And then he's got in like brackets a little gag that he might be telling. How's this? Fishing on thin ice leads to natural selection. That's why he's written a little note for himself.
Like, don't forget to bring up that anecdote he's thought of earlier in the week.
I'll get him with that. That's so good.
I don't get it.
Like a cue card.
He then wants to talk about a shipwreck at Lake Michigan. He wants to talk about the Long Brothers, Chris and Kyle, and their use of gal and how perfect it is. In brackets, love it. So he then wants to talk about award shows, and then in brackets he's got, does anybody care? Question mark, question mark, question mark.
Well, that is a good question.
So we've got three things left. The third last thing is, if not for the 11th hour, would things ever get done? Question mark, question mark. Again, another just broad topic, and leave it out there for everyone.
Okay.
The penultimate topic for the night is trivia. The final topic is general chit chat, and then he's got in brackets at the moment at the bottom, Mike K's excused absence. So obviously Mike K needs to leave early. He could leave after the general chit chat.
As long as we get to the general chit chat, all good.
It kind of sounds like a council meeting agenda, but also is this like just his inner thoughts that he's like kind of conjured up over the past week?
He's
or?
Full taking notes throughout the week and gone. Oh, that'll get him. Get him at family dinner.
Right. That goes down. Straight to the Friday agenda.
He honestly could work on radio.
Yeah, because topics like that.
Fair enough. Would you guys employ this tactic with your family dinners?
I employ it with the show. All right, and stuff like that all the time with
that's
the show.
Different. We're your other family, no. But your real family.
Yeah, I think I do sometimes. I do it with my family.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, to get the topics that you want out.
Just have some stuff in the back burner, some, break glass in case of emergency type.
When things get really quiet,
they get awkward, yeah.
Yeah, start going on their phones. You need that.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
All right, so yesterday there was so many police cars going not through Mayfield but near it towards, like, Steel River and all that, the industrial state at the back of Mayfield.
The popo were out.
When you say so many, what are you talking, like, 3 or 4 or something?
10, 15.
Really?
Oh. Cars, motorcycles, everything. Not really sure what's going on. Sirens weren't blasting.
Maybe they were filming an episode of NCIS Sydney, but in Newcastle.
That could have been the case. Oh, I did not think of that.
That was sirens weren't going, though.
Yeah. Oh. It was really, really strange. Yeah. All zooming off there.
Wow.
It's odd. I don't know what was going on, but, they were on the move.
Interesting.
So if anyone knows, I'd like to know. I'm like the Newcastle sticky beak. We're full rubbernecking it. What's going on here?
Speed butting for love. RipItGolf.com.
Valentine's Day, of course, getting so close, and we're all very excited.
It's a week away today. So PSA, blokes, if you haven't sorted something out,
hurry up.
Hurry up.
Yeah.
Sort it out now. You're quickly running out of time. Reservation spots quickly drying up. You don't want to be left without a plan.
That's right. Now, if you are single and wanting a plan, of course, you can go to newfm.com.au and sign up for our speed dating whilst putting, I guess you could call it, at Rip It Golf.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll be hosting it. There's going to be pizzas, drinks, that sort of thing. Vying for one of these coveted positions. Let's meet our latest contestant, shall we?
We'll head to Redhead. Good morning, Maddie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're very well, thanks. Obviously, you've put in a registration at ufm.com.au to do some of our speed putting. What's drawn you to this event?
Well, actually, it was a cheeky surprise by my mother. I do think it was a subtle way of telling me I need to get back out there again.
Right. I love that.
Okay, so have you been single for long, have you, Maddie?
It's been probably 5 months now.
Oh, right, okay.
Too long.
That's a good length of time, I reckon.
Time to get back out there. That's a nice little nudge from Mum. The scientists behind the scenes here at New FM, they've asked us to ask you some questions so they can plug this data into the system.
Yeah, right? Of course, it's to try and find your best match so we can, hopefully you can walk away with a soulmate, of course.
That would be nice.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Okay. You sound sceptical, I promise you. They're very qualified.
Yeah, they are.
Might be better than maths,
Honestly, literally anything would be.
Okay. Couldn't agree more.
Lovely. Well, we've got a couple of questions for you. So let's get into these. Now, like I have to stress this, Maddie, the scientists have given us these questions. We haven't made these up. These, you know, are reputable ways to, I guess, try and find your soulmate. So the first question that we've been asked to ask you is, how much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood, Maddie?
Wow, okay, I'm trying to think how this also co-aligns with my love life, which I think is really legitimate in a way, because it's like, you always got to chuck the wood to find, like, the best piece of wood, you know?
That is so true.
That's awesome.
All right, the scientists are nodding away in the background. They're typing your answer
in. To find the diamond in the wood, you have to chuck a bit of wood.
That's it. So true.
This one's a little bit more literal. What do you think is the greatest streaming service available right now?
Are we talking like TV shows or music?
Oh, we're talking about, you know, streaming services, you know, like your Netflix.
Probably TV.
Prime.
More TV and movies, I'd say, Maddie.
TV, okay. Definitely like Netflix. Because it's just got all the good. Yeah.
There you go. Another hint for the scientists, Maddie. Mm-hmm. Looking for someone reliable.
They've worked that out. That's probably it. All right, this next one is a bit of a would you rather. Would you rather be covered in hair, head to toe, or have no hair at all?
I think I'd do no hair. So much fun to experiment with, like, wigs and stuff.
There we go.
Yeah. Scientists out there. I saw one of them. I swear I saw him mouthing experimental.
Interesting.
All of your data has been plugged into the system. Fingers crossed we can find you that perfect match, and we look forward to seeing you at Rip It Golf.
Oh, I can't wait. Thank you.
UFM. The Novos.
A lot of tradies finally able to relax after that cool change arriving yesterday.
They would have been so stoked, mate.
I reckon.
Been a cool weather. They would have been. Thank God.
Indeed.
Because it was so hot over the last couple of weeks. Which meant a lot of people were trying to get out to, I guess, the beautiful beaches which we have in our region.
Yep.
Unfortunately, though, we were kind of inundated with shark sightings. This was over, like, the long weekend.
So and there was another one, like, yesterday, I believe.
There you go.
In Dora Creek.
It seems like there's a lot at the moment anyway. Maybe it's just because there's more people at the beach.
And they're
looking for it, yeah.
There's more people to go, oh, there's a shark.
But, like, over that long weekend, Nobby's was closed for a couple of days. I think it was closed for 2 days over the long weekend. And then shortly after that, a 3-metre bull shark shut down 3 beaches in Newcastle. Now, and that is the natural reaction you have when someone says this shark shut down 3 beaches.
Yeah,
you do have a bit of a surprised whistle. And you think, oh my God, 3 beaches, this shark must be moving, you know, it must be getting around. It must be absolutely traveling, powering through the water. And then you read a bit further into the article and you're like, shut down Dixon, Bar Beach and Merriweather.
Mm-hmm.
They're the same beach.
Well, yeah, they are. It's just one long bit of sand.
Well, no, I mean, it's
they're the same beach.
They're not the same beach. There's 3 beaches along that coastal bluff just in that section alone.
Now, yeah, well, that's what I mean, in that little section. I'm glad you said that. So I've had a look on maps, right?
Okay.
Because, of course, if there's a shark at Merriweather, Bar Beach is going to be shut, isn't it? Like, they're like right next to each other. So
they're neighbours.
I've had a look, right? According to maps, Merriweather to Dixon Beach is 400 metres. Now, we're talking like from the middle of each beach, essentially. Mm-hmm. Dixon to Bar Beach, a bit further. You might have to plan your travelling. 600 metres.
Does that mean it's only 200 metres long?
What?
No. Dixon to Bar Beach. So from area of the Dixon, 400.
Yeah.
And then from Dixon to Bar Beach,
okay,
further along, 600 metres. But, I mean, 3 beaches in a 1 kilometre span is ridiculous, isn't it?
And they are all just invisible lines in the sand.
Well, that's it. It's like someone's decided at some point in history that, one beach ends here. It's like, honestly, it's like 3 kids, like 3 siblings came to Newcastle like hundreds of years ago and they were like, this is my part of the beach. Do not cross. You know, they all had their little like section.
Heel in the sand drawing a line. Do not cross this line.
It's not a Lord of the Flies takeover debate, okay? Children did not do this.
Well, what's the point of having 3 different beaches all along the same stretch of sand?
Oh, okay. So what I'm hearing is this is an argument coming from a non-local.
Hold on. I'm Novocastrian.
No, you don't.
Through and through. No, absolutely.
I tend to agree with Stephen here, Ari.
Really?
I think if you... you shouldn't. There should be at least a little rocky outcrop to delineate a different beach.
A rocky outcrop.
Like, there should be at least one stone, like one big rock in the middle to go, okay, there is like a slight different shape to this part of the cove. It's ridiculous that it's one. It should be one beach.
No.
It should be just. I should just call it the bigger beach.
The bigger beach.
The bigger Newcastle beach. Yeah. Like,
I mean, you go to, you, look.
The beach LGA.
That's it. You can have, like, think about this, right? You've mm-hmm. got Coles, like the Commonwealth Bank outlet, and say, I don't know, one of the EB Games or something.
Sure.
They're all different shops.
Yes.
They're all at Westfield Katara. You don't go, oh, you know, they're all completely different. They're all just part of, just make it Westfield Katara. Just make it one beach.
No, no, no. That does not make any sense to me. So if you're a local like me, grew up here, right? We have distinct six beaches along our coastal line. But if you want to focus Ridiculous. In on these three, they're mainly sorted in their proximity to their suburbs. Obviously, you've got Bar Beach is associated with Cook's Hill, Merriweather, self-explanatory, things like that. But it's also to do with all the surf clubs. We've got a lot of nippers around and a lot of lifesavers and things like that.
So do you think, Ari, yep. if we were to, like, blindfold you and take okay. you down to the beach
yep.
and then untake the blindfold and you can pace out along the sand and Here you get go. To decide where one beach ends and another starts. Do you reckon,
I reckon
you could?
I could.
No, you
could.
No
hey,
shit.
Hey, you know what? I used to be a Dixon Park nipper, okay? I grew up in nippers there, so I know exactly where the points are.
Not a chance.
I think it's silly. I think it's silly as well that, like, what I reckon the sharks are going to be just swimming up and down, like, deeper and shallower. Of course they're swimming across. It's going to get all three beaches. Is there? I don't know. Outrageous. Make it one beach. That's
I
what
agree.
I
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Interesting just hearing that story about the councils being like the super council from the Central Coast
yep.
being like sort of unpicked back to Gosford and Wyong. So I grew up in that area.
Coasty scum.
and oh, yeah. seeing that, like, the new, like, super council of the Central Coast, completely incompetent.
Really?
So, like, one of my friends lives around Erina, mm-hmm. and he's, like, one of the roads near his house, it's full, it's, like, on a sort of a hill, the side of a hill, part of it's collapsed. Now, instead of repairing the road, they just put a sign, like, drive around this. It's been like that for 2 years.
Oh, seriously? I haven't done anything.
They've done nothing. They just put a sign up.
Drive around, please.
Please avoid.
Please avoid. Yeah, because there's a big hole in the... Like, the road disappears at this point.
Far out.
That is just part of a string of a mega list of things that are wrong there.
Reduce, reuse, recycle, you know?
That shouldn't be applied when it comes to road safety.
Yeah,
that
no.
is true.
If it comes to saving paper, that's a good idea. But when it comes to repairing things that you drive on, that is not a good idea. I think it actually needs to go back to how it was, because they've really stuffed this up.
Interesting. There
Personal
you go.
Personal assessment by
anecdotal evidence.
Indeed.
Okay, there's a bit of a discussion that I need to have with you guys, and I'm also going to need Newcastle's help a bit later with this as well. So, off the back of recent news that back-to-back Formula One champion driver Lewis Hamilton, everybody knows who he is. He's just one of the biggest stars in racing. He's actually leaving Mercedes to sign on with the Ferrari team on a multi-year deal from 2025. We talked about this last week, right?
Massive news.
Huge
news. A lot of money.
And he's on that, like, kind of tier with the LeBron Jameses and the Cristiano Ronaldos and the Tiger Woods, where even if you're not, like, a fan of those sports,
yeah,
household name. Oh. Everyone knows who Lewis Hamilton is.
He is famous.
Sure. Yeah. Okay, but there's also now reports of what his salary is going to look like, how much more money he's going to be earning from this new deal and this switch. So there's talk between, like, $50 to $100 million salary and things like that, because obviously Ferrari's just such a huge brand name. But that's what I mean. Like, you just mentioned, like, all these big household names, Stephen.
Mm-hmm.
But they're like soccer players and basketballers. They're like rigid-ish, like athletes. Like, they work hard. They put their bodies on the line, things like that. Lewis Hamilton's a driver, though. He's an athlete. No. But he's a driver. Like, he gets in the car. I mean, like, I'm sure he's got to go around the track quite a few times to get his practice in. That's great. But, like, that's like hand-eye type of movement coordination thingamajiggy. So
that's one of the most outrageous guys ever. Yeah, I'm sure he has to go around a couple of times to get practice. What do you mean? It's his job.
Yeah, but, like, race car drivers, they're drivers, though. They're not athletes.
They are athletes.
No, they work so hard.
I think what Ari is alluding to here, and correct me if I'm wrong.
Sure.
That as a race car driver,
yeah,
they are skillful,
yes,
but they're not an athlete.
No.
And they shouldn't be on athlete money.
Yeah.
They should be on, like, you are a skilled labourer, sure.
Yeah, but, like, $100,000 a year, maybe.
Yeah, or maybe, look, he is the best, so maybe double. 200.
Well, like, the rest of his money.
$200,000 a year.
Yeah.
Well, maybe, like, because, like, the rest of their money is, like, endorsement money. It's like, oh, better have this Gatorade. So, like, they're.
He can get a bit on the side for that.
Yeah, but for sure.
But what Ari is alluding to is he's skilled, yes, but he's not an athlete.
And that's what I want to know. Are race car drivers athletes?
Do you guys think jockeys are athletes?
Yeah. Well, yeah. They have to be really tiny.
Yeah. What's the difference?
Well, jockey has to, you know, deal with a lot of balance and things like that.
They're on a live animal.
They're on, yeah, that too. Whereas a driver, a few weeks ago, I got an Uber to work. I didn't think, oh, this guy should be on 100 mil.
Because it's not the same. Okay, so
yes, it is. He's just driving.
I've had a quick Google here. I'll die on this here.
Oh, here we go.
Apparently, Lewis Hamilton, and this is just the first Google, during practice, can lose 3 kilos of sweat, right?
Oh, water weight, yeah.
And then, during the race, can lose up to 4.5 kilos. So you can lose like 7 kilos on a weekend racing the car.
But that would also be because of the heat of the car, right? So it gets really, really hot.
Yeah, it's not because he's running.
No, that's right.
It's just because of the heat.
He's not shooting some hoops like LeBron, okay? So it's kind of different.
This is outrageous.
All he does is a bit of steering and pressing, like, press the pedal. One pedal forward, one pedal brake. Oh, simple as that.
Oh, I would love to see you race him. I honestly would.
You look so stressed.
I don't know how hard. Like, yeah, I agree he's skilled. I probably couldn't beat him in a race.
No.
But he's not an athlete. That is the point here. Mm. He's not an athlete.
He's an athlete.
In the past,
look at his physique. Tell me he's not an athlete.
Well, he is fit.
Yeah, he's fit. That's fine. But in the past, yes, the cars didn't have power steering. You had to tear the thing around. It was so strong.
Don't.
Now you can just steer it with your pinky finger.
Yeah, that's how easy.
Yeah, it is all buttons, right? You don't even turn the key anymore. It's a push-button start, these modern cars.
All right. Well, you guys need to calm down and let Newcastle decide, I reckon. So 4967-4105.
Bickering any further.
Let's go to Madawi. Morning, Gabby. What are your thoughts?
Good morning, guys. I think that they 100% are athletes.
Okay.
Because the huge G-forces that are exerted on their bodies as they're driving around those tracks, they have to do a lot of physical strength training to actually be able to withstand them.
Really?
Yeah, you have to keep your core nice and strong to stop you, like, frailing around in the car.
But I thought they were locked in.
Yeah, that's what...
Well, they have seat belts, yeah, obviously.
Well, that's what, in the old days, maybe not. They wouldn't have had seat belts. But now, aren't you just strapped in, Gabby?
He's strapped in, but even from what I understand, they do a lot of neck strength training so that their heads don't get rolling about. Like, the G-forces on those cars are absolutely insane.
Oh, okay. I understand that.
One for Team Stephen at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what happens next, shall we?
All right, we'll head to Aberglasslyn. Tracy, what are your thoughts?
I'm saying yes and no.
Okay.
Well, we don't like fence sitters, so you better have a good reason for yes and no.
What is it?
No, because I don't think they do anything too physical. They just sit there and drive a car, and anybody can do that.
Yeah, thank you.
But yes, they do have to do a lot of training.
Okay.
I hate this discourse that anyone could do it. What, just because you've driven the M1 a few times, Trace, you reckon you can jump in the M1?
I think you could, Trace. You sound pretty cool.
Well, you know, I could have a go. I'd love to.
Yeah, I reckon. You know what?
Go.
Put Tracy. If it was a lap around Aberglasson, Tracy, I reckon you might beat Lewis Hamilton.
I could give you 50 bucks.
Absolutely.
There we go. You know what? If that doesn't say that it could be done by anyone, I don't know what does.
Well, there you go. There's a spare seat at Mercedes next year, Tracy. You reckon you're all that? I reckon it's got your name on it.
Definitely.
1, 2, 3.
On new FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
Now it's time to play one of our favourite games. It's called Three of a Kind. We give you three words, right? You got to guess the theme between them. Super, super easy. Best two out of three. Mm. And, it's just what it is.
It is pretty simple.
It is what it is.
There's no other explanation for it.
I mean, it does what it says on the tin. Real easy way, yeah. Game. And the easiest way to win here locally in Newcastle, because we are only local winners, of course. Mm-hmm. And we can be sending you off with a family pass to the Maitland Show. That's what's up for grabs today.
So pumped for this show.
Let's meet our contestants. Hailing from Black Hill, it's Sammy. Good morning, Sammy. You ready to go?
Good morning. Yes, I'm ready.
She's excited, y'all.
That's the sort of attitude that can win you three of a kind.
Yep.
On a rainy Wednesday.
That's the plan.
Yes.
She's got it.
I love it.
Make it till you make it. That's what I reckon, Sammy. Yep. Up against Shiloh, trying to snatch the tickets from your outstretched hands. From the Hunter Valley is Brad. Morning, Brad.
Morning, guys.
How you feeling?
Okay.
Arms are ready.
He's ready to nick him. Hey, look, it's a dog-eat-dog world out here. Mm. Not first, you're last. And we've only got one family pass to give away, two contestants. I'm not great at maths. Someone's going home without one.
Unless both Brad and Sammy are from the same family, then everyone's a winner.
No.
Sammy's not sharing.
Denying.
They would say that, though. They would say that.
True.
Anyway, I digress. Let's get into this. So, of course, it is first to two, best of three, like we said before. You've got to remember, guys, your name is your buzzer. So, Sammy, do you want to test your buzzer first for us?
Sammy.
Lovely. Brad, you're next.
Brad.
Lovely. All right. Buzzers seem to be working.
Awesome.
That's the main thing.
All right. Should we get going?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Okay, here we go, guys. Ready? Mercedes, Hyundai, Toyota.
Sammy.
Whoa. Okay, Sammy, what you got?
Cars.
That's it.
All right. Super one easy. Point on the board. Sometimes it's that easy. Don't overthink it.
You celebrated a bit early there, Sammy. Yeah. I heard a little cheer come out. Yeah, you still got another point to get here.
Listen to that maniacal laugh.
She's on the ball. Okay, here we go. Barramundi, prawns and oysters.
Sammy.
Oh, I think that was Brad there. What do you reckon?
Yeah.
Fish.
Sorry, say that again, Brad.
Fish.
Say that one more time for Brad and maybe reconsider the answer.
No.
Is it fish?
No.
Well, no.
I don't think it's so seafood, so prawns and oysters.
Oysters, not in fact
that's
fish,
all right, though.
It turns out. Okay, we move on to the next one.
Okay, here we go. This one will be disappointing if you don't get, guys. Ready? Hawthorn, Geelong and Collingwood.
Sammy.
Brad.
Sammy was quickest there.
Yep.
AFL team?
That's it.
She's done it.
She's got the family pass.
Celebrated early and rightfully so. Now, Brad, as our runner-up, can we get you back for another go tomorrow?
Sounds good.
Yes!
Excellent. That's what I like to hear. Only local winners.
And Newcastle and the Jets have the advantage, and it's paid cash for the Jets.
105.3 New FM, official home of the Newcastle Jets. And now, catching up with Jets legend Ryan Scott.
Yeah, another massive week in the A-League coming up. I mean, it just keeps on ticking on the season. I feel like we're in that real slug middle part of the season. Thanks for joining us once again, Ryan. How's things?
No worries, yeah. Not too bad today, thank you.
You got the hoodie on. I mean, I assume you've been training throughout the week. Are you pretty happy for the cool change?
Yeah, it's nice to be changed. It reminds me of being back in Melbourne.
Well, that's
true. A little bit of a Melbourne vibe this weather today, yesterday, wasn't it?
Well, especially the last week, I guess. Heatwave followed by rain. That is very Melbourne-esque, isn't it?
Never know what's coming there.
You got the hoodie on. You're looking very comfortable. How do you feel about weekend's game just gone? 1-1 draw against undefeated Victory. Fairly happy to take a point?
Yeah, I guess if you look at it from the bigger picture, they're a very good side, undefeated. We went behind and then stayed in the game and got a goal late. Missed a couple of chances throughout the game. So on another day, maybe could have won. But, yeah, we got a point. It's better than none. And, yeah, we move on.
From a personal standpoint, in pretty good form yourself, are you feeling like you're getting more comfortable playing here, warming into the season?
Yeah, look, it's always, especially for me, I didn't play for a couple of years, so, yeah, if you play every week, you just, you know, get more familiar with certain situations and games, the confidence grows and yeah, it just becomes a little easier each week.
Yeah, yeah, fair enough. Now, you spoke about on the weekend missing a few chances. Stammer missed two penalties, well, denied two penalties. Piscopo was denied one the week before as well. How close are you to taking a penalty, you reckon? Are you there or thereabouts?
Hey, if I was saving them, maybe I'd try to take one, but I can't save them either at the moment, so I'll just, yeah, stay in goal, I think.
Do you reckon you actually have a fairly handy penalty on you? A lot of keepers do, because they practice saving penalties with the keeper group.
Yeah.
Do you reckon you, like, would you back yourself in?
Yeah, I'd just go straight down the guts.
Yeah, you reckon?
Yeah, because it's pretty ballsy to stand up, so I'll just, yeah, try and welly it.
Opposition keepers, do not listen to that.
That is top secret information right there.
If we ever need that. Back on the road after you've had a few games at home, playing against Western Sydney, I believe, Sunday.
Yes.
What are you looking at for that game to kind of build towards?
Yeah.
Their sitting's kind of similar, mid-table,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, they're thereabouts. They're a good side. You know, we're on the road again back in Sydney. We had a few games down there last month and probably didn't capitalise enough. But, yeah, we just got to... We played them, what, I think it was 2-2. We played them pretty early on, maybe round 3. We went up 2-0, so, you know, we'll probably take some confidence from that outing. We obviously let them back in the game in the second half. But, yeah, look, again, it's that... As you said, it's that sort of middle clump of games in the middle of the season. Yeah, got to pick up points. We're still... Obviously, we're not in the top six, but we're still not too far off.
Yeah, yeah.
So if we can string a few wins together coming into this next little block, we can set ourselves up to have a real push towards the end.
And nice you kind of mentioned that in that middle slug, and people do kind of pick up niggles and stuff.
Yeah.
Guy like Piscopo, is he going to like play more minutes, do you think, this week? I assume he was kind of rested because of a niggle, maybe?
Yeah, we've had quite a few boys with some little niggles. Yeah, I guess we'll see how everyone pulls up towards the back end of the week, and then I'm sure Rob will pick his team that he feels gives us the best chance to win the game.
Oh, well, best of luck. Fingers crossed definitely. You will win the game. I think it's definitely a winnable one. Yeah. Like we said, it's in Sydney. Sunday, Arvo, I think you're playing. Western Sydney. Best of luck, mate. Fingers crossed. We chat to you next week after a win.
Thank you.
Let's see it.
And now for the new FM weather whiz kid, Henry.
Kids World Adventure Playland. Jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited playtime, so stay all day. Open now, Charlestown and Green Hills. New FM's Weather Whiz Kid.
Good morning, my name is Henry O'Connor and I'm 9 years old in year 4 at St. Patrick's Primary, Cessnock. And I'm today's Weather Whiz Kid. Today's weather forecast is cloudy with a shower or two with a top of 24 degrees. Right now in East Maitland, it's 18 degrees. Now back to the Novos on 105.3 New FM.
Oh, come on there. Well done, so mate. Good. Congratulations. Keep your headphones on there,
Pop
mate.
Them back
Just chuck
on.
Them back on.
We'll have a little chat here.
Our first Weather Whiz Kid, of 2024. And I'm thinking, everyone else who was at home thinking, oh, maybe I can do it this year. They're not registering. They're thinking...
They'll be sweating.
I don't want to have to follow that act. That was a very good read, mate. You've done well. Should be very, very proud. Obviously, first week back at school as well. I mean, you're getting back into the swing of things. You enjoying your first week back?
Smashing it.
We are loving it. Well, congratulations, mate. You've scored your very own birthday party at Kids World Adventure Playland where you can jump, climb, party and play unlimited playtime so you can stay all day. They are open now, Charlestown and Green Hills. Kidsworldplay.com.au is the place to go to book there.
So that's a prize, which is fantastic. You automatically get that. But the more important thing is a rating from our regular newsreader, Jared. Now, Jared, obviously, we're looking at an out-of-10 situation here. What have we got?
Yeah, look, I don't know if it's more exciting than a birthday party, but... Henry, that was awesome effort, mate. I'm going to give you a 9 out of 10.
Oh, That is huge. For the first one back for the year.
And
well
the only
done.
Reason he's not giving you a 10, I reckon, is because he wants to keep his job.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So thinking, oh, no, I could be in all kinds of dramas here if I give out 10s willy-nilly. But like we said, amazing read, mate. Well done. Thanks so much for getting up early, coming in as well. I'm sure the alarm hurt this morning. And if you want to be the next With a Whiz Kid, make sure you head to newfm.com.au. You can register yourself there. And just like Henry, you can read the news here, well, the weather here on New FM.
New FM.
The Novos. The Novos.
Friend of mine loves his cycling, right into it, has quite a fancy bike worth about $3,000.
Holy dooly.
Got the whole Lycra and everything as well.
All the gear.
Yeah. Yeah.
And idea.
Right. Yeah,
okay. So regularly uses the bike out and about. And when you're at that level, you're not just sticking to the occasional bike path and going out on a sunny Sunday.
On the roads then.
You're on the roads, you're going at all times, busy times, whatever, out in traffic. Anyway, very, very scary situation because he was riding and got bumped by a car and fell off bad fall. So ended up broken wrist, broken arm, like couldn't even get up, had to call his girlfriend to come and pick him up. And she's like, we need an ambulance. Off the hospital, had surgery, all sorts.
Wow.
That's insane.
But here's the thing, right? When he got bumped by the car, these people just randomly... Random passers-by stopped and helped him get off the road safely. Now, they took off, like they had to go or whatever. He was okay, but...
They stopped to make sure he was okay.
That's right. And he wasn't able to find out who they were. Unsung heroes.
Right. Wow. Okay.
And this is what I wanted to do here. Do you have a story of an unsung hero? Maybe it was, you know, it was something you witnessed, you know, or maybe it was a situation you were in and somebody has helped you out and then they've taken off into the night or the day and you don't know who they are.
Like Batman.
We might even be able to locate them for you. 4967-4105 is that magic number. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, for getting involved in the show, you can get yourself, you're in the chance basically for a family pass to the Maitland Show.
That's coming up next weekend,
I believe. We've also got in-season tickets to One Love, the Bob Marley film.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's at Event Cinemas Glendale and Katara, which is going to be a fantastic movie.
Yeah.
Prizes on prizes is what we've got here. All you got to do is tell your story of when you've either seen or been a part of an unsung hero situation.
Yeah, 4967-4105. It's funny. Your story there has just reminded me. I'm trying to find it now. I saw this post on Friends of Newcastle Ocean Baths.
Yeah.
And essentially what it was this lady, she's been married in the Hunter Valley.
Yeah.
And she's decided that what she's going to do is instead of going on like a honeymoon to save money, they've just taken some time off in the beautiful region we're in.
Okay.
Nice.
So, like, a couple of days after her wedding, she was enjoying the newly refurbished Newcastle Ocean Baths. And while she was swimming in there, unfortunately, she lost her wedding ring 3 days after her wedding.
Oh, devastated.
Oh, you would be, wouldn't you?
You'd be so stressed.
And you just, like, the financial loss is one thing, but also the sentimental loss. It's just an awful story.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, she was looking and looking. She went back when they drain it to clean it, like on Wednesdays, I think they usually do. She had to look through the sand, couldn't find her wedding ring, given up all hope. Basically, a week later, someone just handed it in to one of the lifeguards.
You're joking me.
They contacted her. She's been returned with her wedding ring.
Oh, thank God.
But similar situation to your mate, where she's like, I want to thank the people who did this for me.
Mm.
But they didn't leave a name, didn't leave any contact details. There's no way to reach out to them.
Mm.
And once again, unsung heroes. And it speaks, I guess, to our region and how good the people are around
Newcastle. The Novocastrian spirit, isn't
it? That's it. It's people around Newcastle and the Hunter just out there to help each other.
Mm.
And so they don't look for the thanks.
Well, they go above and beyond, don't
they? They do.
In everyday life. So that's what we're looking for. That's what we're chasing.
Yeah, 4967-4105. Do you have an unsung hero story? Maybe it happened to you, maybe friends, family, whatever. It doesn't have to be an injury type one. It could be, like you said, someone's found something precious to you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Rutherford first. Ben, what is your unsung hero story?
So going back about 12 years ago now, I had just recently acquired my motorcycle license at 17.
Mm-hmm.
Probably three, four weeks into having my license, and I was going through Beresfield onto the M1 back when the intersection there used to be a roundabout. And someone actually hit my bike from behind and sent me off the bike.
Oh, no.
They took off and, like I said, hit and run. And I had managed to sort of slide to the side of the road and was sort of collapsed by my bike, and some random person after a while finally pulled over and made sure I was okay, called me an ambulance and stayed with me the whole time until I was able to just take it away. And never once got this man's name or anything. So.
Wow, so thankful though, because who knows what would have happened if someone didn't stop. You know?
That's it. You never know. And it's like I said, it's a Newcastle spirit to help you. That story in Beresfield,
staying there the whole time as well.
Yeah,
sitting there with you the whole time.
You'll be right, mate. Ambulance is on its way.
We live in such a busy world. People are, you know, busy bees going to and from, jumping everywhere.
Yep.
To just slow down and be like, you know what? I've got to stay with this person.
They need my help.
All right, let's go next to Port Stephens. Morning, Matt. What's your story?
Morning, guys. Much like the first guy, I was in a hit and run too on my motorbike.
Oh, no.
Had some forever. Help me. Call the ambulance. But because of the hit and run, the police turned up and they said, do you have any idea what you're going to do with the bike? Because if not, we'll have to take it and you'll have to pay a fee. Come pick it up.
Oh.
They said that, a guy on a motorbike comes up and says, hey, man, what's going on? Told him what's going on. Do you want me to take your bike to it? You can come pick it up. I only live around the corner.
Oh, wow.
That is amazing.
Gets the bike, the helmet, walks out, comes, gets his bike afterwards, and, get his number and everything. Yeah, we've been best mates.
Wow. There you go.
So not only has he saved you stress, time, and money, but now you got a friend out of it. How good is that?
Absolutely, yeah, no, he was an absolute legend.
There we go. You know what? Unsung heroes and sung heroes in the same situation.
Well, that's it, and I feel like, you know, like if you've got your checklist in front of you of what's important with you to have a good mate, you know, you often have that kind of to and fro where you decide, are they a good person or not? You've ticked all the boxes that first encounter, haven't you?
Yeah.
That is a friend for life.
Set for life right there. Wow, we live in a great city.
UFM. De Novos.
You know, cost of living is sound a bit like a broken record, but we are all feeling the pinch.
Sure.
And the Australian Bureau of Statistics has confirmed that. They've got the numbers to confirm we are feeling the pinch. Because retail sales plummeted in December. They were down 2.7%.
That's a bit of a drop when you think about it.
Well, it's a massive drop. In fact, it's the biggest monthly decline since the pandemic lockdowns in mid-2020.
Oh, there you go.
Before that, the biggest drop was the induction of the goods and services tax in July 2000.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the third biggest drop in over two decades.
And I think it's a lot of businesses are feeling it around Newcastle and the Hunter.
Well, lots of hospitality and retail outlets and stuff like that really are feeling the pinch.
Yeah.
With household goods taking the biggest hit, they were down 8.5%, followed by clothing, footwear, personal accessories, down 5.7% in December.
Right.
It's a massive drop in a month where I guess a lot of businesses are hoping
that's do well.
Do well. December lead up to the Christmas rush, of course.
That's it.
A lot of businesses are counting on that money coming in December.
Mm.
When it doesn't come, like you said, they are feeling the pinch a little bit. So now hopefully, I mean, we had a rate hold yesterday, so that might help a little bit. But I thought when I heard all this news and was reading about it, my heart and my thoughts instantly went to you, Crevo, because you're a business owner.
That is correct, in retail.
That's it. You've got the antique shop on Clyde called Crevo's.
Yeah.
So I thought, you know what? I'm going to do my best to help out a dear friend. So I came in late last week. I saw you at the shop. I said, and this is a story I used, I was looking for table dressings ahead of the Diner LeBlanc in Newcastle.
You did mention that.
Yeah, I was like, I need to find some bits and bobs, a tablecloth and some, you know, some weights and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Really, this was a covert scouting mission looking for material because I've decided to go ahead and write your store an ad to try and help you in these tough times, Craven.
Oh, this is a brilliant idea.
God, what a good friend you are.
Yeah.
That is such a nice thing. I'm actually touched right to the core of my heart.
Little do you know, you're going to have to send him a check, though, for his services.
No. Absolutely free of charge. I'm just trying to help out a mate. All right. So I've put together a little ad for you. I think it's about 30 seconds or something like that. I think it's the best way to, I guess, sell what your business does. So I've edited it all up, and I've had a bit of help from our producer, Chippy.
Okay.
And we've got the brains trust together, and we've put together an ad for Crevo's.
I'm excited by this. All right, so I just press this play button here.
Press play on it. We'll listen to it now. Why don't you slide into Clyde for all your antique needs? Crevo's the name, Price Low's the game. Think your rug looks a bit too new and expensive? Why not buy an old-looking one with a quirky pattern?
They're Persian.
Shake up the kitchen with our novelty salt and pepper shakers. We've got them shaped like a lemon. How about a pencil case? Pepper out of an elephant's trunk? Delicious. Plus, once you're in, you'll never escape. The only thing crazier than our store layout is these prices. Slide into Clyde for all your antique needs at Crevo's. A lot of hard work's gone into this, obviously.
That is maybe the best ad I've ever heard for anything ever.
Well, there you go. I'm sure if we, you know, maybe you can get salary sacrifice here at the station and they'll put some spots in for you. But obviously, me and Chippy working hard behind the scenes here. We put together, I think, it kind of, you know, I guess it kind of highlights what you guys do at Crevo's, Clyde there.
Yeah.
Sells the shop well, I think.
That is amazing. You guys could be like Mad Men. You could start your own advertising agency right here in Newcastle. That was amazing. I'm blown away by that.
Well, there you go. Feel free to use that at your discretion. Whenever you'd like, of course. It's there for yours. My gift to you. And fingers crossed, I guess the real message here is support local.
Definitely.
Lots of businesses around the Hunter are struggling. So if you can buy local, do it.
All right. Now, there's been a new drink that is hitting liquor store shelves here in Oz, and it may or may not have something to do with a singer and a specific song, okay? Right, and I reckon okay. If I brought some of these for our producer, Scott the Chippy Frappel, I would be in the good books.
Right, okay.
Tell us about this. What is it?
So coming our way is a brand new drink from the Smirnoff Ice range. So everybody knows what Smirnoff Ice is. You know, you got your
double
like
vodka,
blacks.
Right?
Yeah. Vodka. Double vodkas, all that type of stuff. The limited edition flavour is called Lavender Lemonade. It looks pretty. It's pink and purple in colour. It looks quite refreshing on a summer's day. It is said, though, that the new beverage may be drawing influence from Taylor Swift's song called Lavender Haze.
Okay? So here's a question around the team. Does anyone drink Smirnoffs?
I do.
You like them?
Yeah.
I don't historically. Chippy, do you?
Look, I've had a couple of instances where the Smirnoff Ices don't sit too well with me. So
you've been scarred in the past.
A little bit.
Okay.
I think everybody who's drank double blacks in the past has not had a good experience.
The old, I'm allergic to double blacks because I was sick the next day after drinking them, that kind of gear. We've all used that one before.
I don't think you're allergic, so to speak.
So they're meant to be released from next week sometime ahead of her upcoming Australia tour. So there's this kind of link between them, though it's not definitely confirmed.
Her name isn't on it.
No, her name is not on it. Her brand is not associated, but just because it's associated with lavender, it could have some link. And this, the way that it's being, what time it's being released, basically.
Yeah.
They're making, I guess, people believe that it's linked without being linked.
It's the classic, like, sometimes when you go to, like, the shops and you see, like, Spider Human action figure.
Oh, you know, it's
not officially licensed. Yeah. It's not, you know, an official product of said genre or said company.
Yeah.
You know what they're trying to allude to, you know?
It's blue and red instead of red and blue.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So that's what it is. But yeah, I reckon I would definitely get on board with this. Now, you guys know I'm not a big fan of Taylor Swift, not the biggest, but I would still buy these just to give them a go anyway.
Here's the thing, though. It's a lavender flavoured drink.
It's meant to be sweet.
Terrible to me.
Have you ever had, there's like places you can go like around the country where you go to like lavender fields and then you have like lavender ice cream and all that kind of stuff.
It's not that good. That's why it's not a mainstream flavour. You know, if it was better, it'd be everywhere, like lemon or lime or something like that. Look, it's just not that good.
Smirnoff is just filling a gap in the market, okay? That's all they're doing. It's smart marketing. I will give them that. It's working for me.
It's, the fact that we're talking about it is proof of that.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as... On the air now.
Now, exciting news for me because I've moved into Hamilton, but also exciting news for people who work like in town or commute through that kind of area because I've seen a post from Rollador Cafe. How's this? we are very excited to announce that we are reopening soon.
Oh, this
Watch
is huge.
This space. Now, this was posted yesterday afternoon. Massive news for people in the area. I think it's right next to the train station now,
yeah,
right?
It's it's, you know, where we've put the food in the food pantry there?
Yeah.
So if you stand at that and look at the start of Beaumont Street, I guess, going away from the train station, it is the first building. So you could be in that park. This is where the name came from. And that roller door goes up and you can get your coffee straight out of there, get your train or whatever.
How easy?
Oh, it was an institution for a long time. So I'm really excited they're coming back. Great food. God, that was good. Good food.
That's it. People are, like, raving in the comments about, like, the muffins and the baked goods. They're also raving about the chili sauce.
Yeah.
Apparently they used to have a good chili sauce. I don't know. See, I never had the privilege of dining at Roller Door or, you know, getting food from Roller Door because ever since I've been in Newcastle, they've been shut.
Now, here's the thing, right? A little bit of gossip, I guess.
Sure.
At the time when they closed, there was chat around, or the rumour was, it was because the new lease they wanted to install was too high.
Right.
Okay. Price of the lease, right?
That makes sense.
And then, obviously, COVID's happened, all that time's passed. That whole time, there's been no cafe in there.
It's just been bare.
It's been empty. So perhaps they've been able to renegotiate, is what I'm thinking.
Maybe no one wanted it at that price.
Yeah, well, this is all, of course, rumoured.
Yeah.
It was rumoured. I didn't see any of the financials. But I am excited, nonetheless, to hear that it is coming back. And it is T-minus 1 week till Valentine's Day.
If you haven't sorted out something yet, this is a PSA. Get it sorted.
I always find it's best to leave it till the last day.
Absolutely not. Yeah. I don't think Emmy would appreciate that.
Oh, maybe I should change my strategy.
Maybe
then.
You should.
And hey, if you haven't yet, newfm.com.au, head there and register for a Valentine's Day speed putting. This is happening next Monday. We're trying to set up some potential couples ahead of Valentine's Day. So we've got 18 single males, 18 single females. Well, that's what we need anyway.
Yep.
To be involved in our speed putting at Rippert Golf Broad Meadow.
That's going to be a fantastic event.
I know. I'm so excited.
However, for Valentine's Day, it's not for everyone. And some people may have, say, a past where they have they're a lover scorned, perhaps. Or been cheated on or something terrible like that.
Unfortunately, not all people are good people.
That is the essence of it.
And dating's hard, so I get it.
Here's a good way to, I guess, remedy that feeling, though, because a zoo has set up this website where that they're calling their Cry Me a Cockroach fundraiser.
Right, okay.
This is what you get the chance to do, right? You can choose from either a cockroach or a rodent or even a vegetable, and you can name that cockroach or rat.
Or vegetable.
Or vegetable after your ex, and then have it fed to an animal.
What, at the zoo?
At the zoo.
So, hypothetically, you name a rat after your ex.
Yeah, because they are a real rat. They're a dirtbag. They've done you wrong. Then that's a perfect opportunity. You can name that rat after your ex.
And then that ex is fed to, like, a snake or something like that.
You've understood.
Right.
It seems aggressive without being aggressive to your ex, isn't it?
It's like a little bit of a therapy.
Yeah.
And also, it's raising money for a zoo.
Okay.
This is winning on winning on winning.
It's a funner version of screaming into a pillow, isn't it?
Yeah.
You let out all that anger. It doesn't hurt anyone. Like you said, money going towards, I suppose, a good cause.
That's right, which is fantastic. I think this is a great way of, I guess, helping out yourself and also helping out a zoo.
All right, as a team,
yeah.
Would you guys have a preference of which animal you would feed your ex to?
Ooh.
So if I did have, like, I'm lucky enough not to, you know, have something like that. Mm. But if I did, I'd go cockroach because it just feels like they're the, you know, dirtier animal.
And where would that cockroach go? Where would it be fed to?
Oh, like a lizard or something. Something's going to love it.
Okay, well, I don't think I've ever been cheated on, but I have dated some scumbags in the past. You know, you don't get treated well.
Men,
you just got to let them go.
Right? Oh, well, they're terrible, all of them.
Oh, no, you guys are all right. I like you guys. You're good.
No.
So, well, because of that, you know, I haven't been scorned per se, so I'm going to go on the vegetable route here. Maybe get like a carrot, you know, name it after that man that
carrots
I did not
are
like.
So aggressive.
No. And just feed it to a tortoise.
Oh, so it eats it slowly.
Well, no. They have like a nasty, like, their jaw comes down hard, you know?
That's down true. It does scary. Like a trapdoor closing over a tiny carrot.
I'd love to. I think if I had the choice, I'd dangle the rat and I'd watch a crocodile jump up and snap it.
Oh, that's a good one.
Not a cobra or something?
Nah, I think crocodile.
Okay.
More dramatic.
Okay. Yeah.
Fair enough. Well, there you go. If you're, having a tough time with Valentine's Day and you want a little bit of therapy and help some animals, this is a great option. Let's get it done.
New FM.
De Novos.
Speaking of winning, though, our caller of the day was Tracy from Aberglass, and we had this discussion in studio. Are race car drivers actually athletes? She reckons they might have been, but she also reckons that she can take on Lewis Hamilton any time of the day. Of course, he's our back-to-back Formula One driver. I reckon she's in for a chance. But yeah, so she's won herself some passes to go see Bob Marley, One Love, the new biopic film that's in cinemas at Event Cinemas at Katara and Glendale.
Why are we rewarding this outrageous comment?
Well, just cause, listen, Stephen, just because something's not like agreeing with you doesn't mean it's not a valid opinion, okay?
That is not a valid opinion. I know that for a fact.
Also, don't forget, if you are looking for love, why not sign up on newfm.com.au for our speed putting event, speed dating while putting at Rippert Golf. So easy. Just fill in a few details and we could be bringing you along to this awesome event.
Well, that's it. We met Maddie this morning early in the show. Seems like a lovely, lovely lady.
She's
so
awesome.
If you'd like to meet Maddie, that's it. Newfm.com.au is the place to go. Register there and you could be finding a soulmate.
Yeah, that's it. We'll catch you tomorrow.
We'll see you then.
Bye.
That was De Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts or newfm.com.au and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.